Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is a Locked On NFL podcast. And yesterday was the deadline for franchise tag situations. Le'Veon Bell did not sign a long-term deal, but I want to focus on Kirk Cousins. He did not sign a long-term deal. And I guess it could change, but it seems like a foregone conclusion that Cousins is going to play out this year in Washington and then actually hit the free agency market. And this is big news, especially for this time of year. How often, I'm not the biggest Cousins fan in the world, you guys know that, but how often does a clear starting quarterback actually hit the open market for teams to bid on him? So let's look at this quickly. First of all, I'm curious that this lame duck situation, how does that affect the 2017 Redskins? I would think not much, but who knows? I mean, does it have an adverse effect? Does their season kind of fall apart? I mean, they've had front office upheaval. It doesn't seem like the most stable of organizations. But let's assume from their perspective, they're going to pay him big money this year on the franchise tag, and then he leaves, and they'll get a third-round comp pick in return. Great. You know, he's obviously worth more than that. But what options do they have? You know, that obviously the draft is first and foremost, and this is supposed to be a great draft. Darnold, Allen, Rosen, Lamar Jackson. You know, all these guys are being talked about as early possible picks. That's great. You know, I mean, first of all, the second Cousins leaves, the cupboard is as bare as you can get at the quarterback position. Almost reminds me of the Niners when Shanahan took over. Like, there's nothing here. I mean, I don't want to hear about Colt McCoy. So, okay, you know, you can look at it like, all right, we will draft one next year. Well, you got to be pretty bad to draft one of those guys. Are they going to be picking in the top 10? If not, are they going to make another RG3 move-up type of trade? That's a big deal. And you don't know if they're going to hit. That could cripple the franchise. That's risky. There's no doubt. I wrote down some other names, too, that you could either match with a draft pick or put the ball in his hands and see what happens. There's two backups that come to mind. Jimmy Garoppolo. Does he ever get out of New England? Who knows? But I would be down with that. I'm really interested in Brent Hundley. Would Hundley be a guy that you would consider there? Maybe. I'm not big on A.J. McCarron, but he'll be a free agent as well. So, you know, you could get one of these young backups that we're not sure what they are exactly, haven't been starter types. You get Teddy Bridgewater. That's not so bad. You know, I mean, he could have a similar impact as Cousins did. And maybe you get him at a decent price this year. What if Trubisky looks good and you can, you know, get Glennon at a reasonable price? And then maybe do the same thing to Glenn again and draft someone like they did with Winston and Trubisky. Maybe. I could understand that. Alex Smith could be out in Kansas City. I would think he could keep the ship afloat in Washington. Colin Kaepernick? I don't think. But maybe you sign Kaepernick right now in the last month of the season. I understand there's more involved with that. I mean, I'm reaching here. I'm throwing out names. You sign Kaepernick right now in the last month of the season. You let the guy start and see what happens. I mean, I'm just spitballing here. Is Tyrod Taylor a guarantee to come back to Buffalo next year? He would be an option. What if Blake Bortles doesn't produce well in Jacksonville? Can you bring him in on the cheap and also draft a guy? Or bring one of these other names that I mentioned? Could you convince Romo or Cutler to come out of retirement? I mean, I'm reaching, you know, I'm playing GM here of the Redskins of what are my potential options, assuming Cousins leaves. Second part of this equation is who would want Cousins? If he's a pure free agent, we're going to hear all season long about he's going to the 49ers. And maybe he will. I mean, is there as good a chance that he's a 49er as Redskin next year? Maybe even better. I mean, I think that's a distinct possibility. They're going to have money. They're going to have familiarity. I get that. Okay. I mean, I think that's possible. I don't know if it's a done deal. Maybe it will be by the time free agency rolls around. It'll be the worst kept secret ever. Possibly. What if Jared Goff stinks? Think McVay would want Cousins? Absolutely. They don't have as much to spend, but they could make it work. Cleveland's pops, you know, Cleveland and the Jets certainly come to mind in that capacity as well. If their young guys don't look good. But if you're those teams, and including San Fran, I mean, would you rather have Darnold or Allen than Cousins? You know, I mean, if you're sitting there picking first, second, third in the draft, yeah, you could probably have the cap room to go get a Kirk Cousins. Or you could use that $20 million or whatever it's going to cost you to compete against these other teams on offensive linemen or something else and draft your guy and add something else or keep the Hoyers of the world. I mentioned Buffalo. If Taylor isn't in the long-term plans, maybe. I mentioned Jacksonville. What if Bortles flops this year? Would they certainly are an aggressive organization. Would they go out and get a Cousins? How about Denver? If Lynch doesn't look the part, Simeon is what he is. A year from now, you say, I'm tired of this nonsense at the quarterback position. I'm going to be in the market for Cousins. You know, that's a lot of teams there I mentioned. And I didn't mention four others that have big-time established quarterbacks that could be at the end. Pittsburgh, don't see it, but, I mean, they're not going to go spend $20 million on a quarterback. New Orleans, if Breeze happens to say, I'm hanging it up. What if Eli stinks? You know, I didn't like how he played last year. Could the Giants make that move? And the one that I think would be most likely of those type of teams is Arizona. I mean, I think it's more likely that Palmer's not playing in 2018 than Eli, Ben, Breeze. So, really, really interesting situation with Cousins, and it's going to be talked about. It's going to be a big storyline all year long.